You're listening to SBS News.
The daily increase in new cases has dropped to about 3%, but health experts remain concerned COVID-19 could be widely transmitted among unwitting community members. Almost 550 people have been infected with coronavirus by someone who didn't know they had it, and nearly 6,000 Australians have now been diagnosed with the disease. At the start of a parliamentary sitting to pass the $130 billion in economic measures, Mr. Morrison said progress can be easily undone, as it has been in other countries.
We are flattening the curve. We are buying ourselves precious time in this fight. And I want to thank the overwhelming majority of Australians for doing the right thing. You are saving lives. You are saving livelihoods. But we have to keep up our efforts. Progress can be easily undone, as we have seen in other places around the world. We're only a few days away from Easter, a time that should give us great hope. And the message is clear, though. Stay home. Don't travel.
While the focus remains on COVID-19, the Australian Medical Association is urging people with chronic or acute medical conditions not to stay away from doctors and hospitals during the coronavirus crisis. Doctors are urging elderly people and those with chronic illness to continue having regular clinical reviews and visit the emergency department if they experience serious symptoms. Doctors are concerned some people are so uncomfortable using telehealth platforms during the coronavirus crisis, they're avoiding consultations altogether. Telehealth services enable patients to talk to their doctor, psychologist, or psychiatrist over the phone or on a video call from their own home, reducing the number of people out in the community and potentially spreading COVID-19. Translation services are also available for medical practitioners who need assistance consulting with non-English speaking patients. AMA President Tony Bartone says patients unable or unwilling to use new technologies such as video conferencing should use the phone instead.
Every week in Australia, several tens of thousands of diagnoses around internal cancers, skin cancers, diabetes, new heart disease are made. If Australians neglect their care during this time, all we are going to do is shift an enormous burden of care many, many months down the road, with worse outcomes, more complications, more morbidity, and indeed many Australians will lose their life to preventable conditions. So my message to Australians is, speak to your doctor, keep in touch, and maintain your usual care.
Police will be patrolling traditional Easter holiday spots and issuing warnings and fines to people who ignore their pleas to stay at home. Some states have threatened fining people who attempt to stay in their own holiday home or rental accommodation over the coming weekend. New South Wales Police Chief Commissioner Mick Fuller says there will be a heavy police presence.
The big focus will be on our country roads, those back streets, our main highways, the caravan parks right across country New South Wales. Police will be patrolling those. People will be given one opportunity to pack up, go back to your home state, and go back home. Otherwise, we will unfortunately have to issue tickets.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says any easing of the coronavirus restrictions will only see more people get sick and die from COVID-19. She's emphasised that's the dilemma when trying to strike the right balance between making it easier for people to lead their lives and protecting them from the coronavirus. There have been 48 new cases in the state, bringing the total caseload past 2,700. 36 people are in intensive care wards and 22 are on ventilators. New South Wales has recorded 21 deaths. Premier Berejiklian says any decisions on easing restrictions will be based on expert health advice.
If the advice in a couple of weeks' time is that there might be a couple of aspects that we can tweak to provide relief to our citizens, well then we'll take that advice, but that comes with risk and I need to be very upfront about that. Every time you relax a restriction, more people will get sick, more people will die, and it's a horrible situation position to be in, but they're the choices, they're the options, and we need to be very upfront about that.
The Queensland Government has announced a $5.5 million package to tackle domestic and family violence during the coronavirus pandemic. Around $1.5 million will be provided to 24-hour domestic violence hotline, DV Connect. $1.7 million will go towards crisis accommodation, $1.8 million for enhanced services, and $500,000 for a communications campaign aimed at victims. The state's domestic and family violence minister, Di Farmer, says victim support services have already experienced a massive increase in calls since the COVID-19 outbreak began, while Google searches for their services have jumped by 75%. She's urged anyone affected by domestic or family violence to seek help.
We know there are perpetrators who are now at home with their victims. They may have lost their jobs, they may have lost their income, they may have cabin fever, and there are women and their children alone with those perpetrators, feeling more isolated than they ever were before and feeling that they have even fewer options.
A Tasmanian man who was a passenger on the Ruby Princess has become the third person to die in that state. The man in his 80s died at the Northwest Regional Hospital in Burnie, where authorities are investigating an outbreak of the virus. Tasmanian Premier Peter Goodwin says the northwest of the state will get extra police resourcing to make sure people comply with all these restrictions.
Obviously, we have an outbreak on the northwest coast. It is important that those people that live on the northwest coast follow the rules. I've spoken with the police commissioner this morning, and the northwest coast will have special attention paid to it over coming days and over the course of Easter.
And a 62-year-old woman from South Australia who was also a passenger on the Ruby Princess is the second person to die in that state. And you can stay up to date in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.